Well, hey, welcome to another episode of the Craft Your Confidence podcast. So today I am recording another one of my bare bones podcast episodes. And I think it's totally fitting for this week because I just got back from vacation and I decided that that's what I would do. I didn't want to record three episodes in one week. I could have done that. I could have done that for sure. But you know, I thought, why not create a bare bones episode? Because I like to use these kind of episodes just to illustrate certain points. And one of the things that I want to talk about today is practicing a new kind of self-care. So I'm going to get into that in a little bit. And so while I was on vacation and relaxing by the pool, I had a little Voxer chat, which is like this walkie-talkie app that I love to use with my clients. And I said, sometimes we need to shut things down to recalibrate. And this was in a response to this dilemma, I guess is what really all I could think of calling it right now. Something that many of us are going through nowadays, especially if we are in business online. You know, if we have that digital business, we're in the digital marketing space. So after sending this note, I spent some time thinking about this and it really made me wonder, why do so many of us need to reset, take a detox, do a social diet, social media diet, or whatever new name someone has coined, because they're popping up everywhere because this is a thing, you guys. This is a thing that's happening, right? And I know that there's a sustainable middle ground. I know that we can be practicing self-care for ourselves and have the confidence that if we walk away, that our business will still be there, that we can be a little scrappy, that we can be a little quirky, just like I'm being right here, right now with the way I do these episodes. And I throw in these episodes that are just bare bones, no frills, right? Because at the end of the day, I think you're here listening because you like what you're hearing, right? I'm creating episodes that inspire you, that you know help you find solutions to something that you're dealing with, and just maybe change your life just a tiny bit, you know, the change your brain, change your thinking just a tiny bit when you're done. So I know there's a sustainable middle ground when it comes to this idea of how we're using social media, the digital space. And I don't think it has to come down to this idea of throwing up our hands and shutting it all down in frustration. Because I've been there. I've done it myself too. I did this about a month ago. I really was struggling. And I kind of just, you know, I just said, like, I didn't stop the podcast because this, you know, a podcast, this isn't social media. To me, this is a whole different experience. And I said, you know what? I am just focusing on the podcast and some of my baseline activities that go along with it. And that's it. But still, it's fascinating to me. Like, why is that need, is that desire, is that desperation there for so many of us? And it's not a coincidence that we're all going through this at the same time. Many of us are going through it at the same time because I believe that on a planetary level, we're really feeling something intense right now. I mean, you've seen everything that's going on, obviously, right? All the, you know, the things that are happening in the world, in politics, on a planetary level, in a geographical scale, it's an unprecedented time, the things that are happening in this world. And it's all overwhelming. And it's smacking us in the face right now. It's smacking us in the face. So you might think, why does this have to feel like a grind? Why do I feel exhausted all the time? Maybe that's you. Is this really living my best life? And I believe the answer to this is it doesn't have to feel like a grind. And it should not. Like, think about it. We might be in this kind of this space that we keep showing up, doing the social medias, doing the Instagrams, doing the Clubhouse, doing the Facebooks, repeating, you know, doing social, you know, social media posting, you know, with so much noise out there. How are we being seen if we're not hustling, right? Or you might be thinking, I can't stop doing social media because everything will fall apart. But I think we're in a world right now where we need to be brave. We need to be courageous. Courageous. That's a new word. We need to be courageous. I can't even say that. And this world that we're in now and have been in requires a new kind of self-care. It's just like it's catching up to us now. It's almost like when you become allergic to something, you know, like your body is so resilient. It's amazing. Like our body is fighting to live. It's fighting to keep going. And all of a sudden, you know, we get eczema or some kind of strange disease or cancer because it's like enough, enough. So I think we're right now, if we are experiencing this, if you are experiencing this slog, this exhaustion, I believe it's almost like it's a call. It's like a mirror. And it's showing us it's time for a change. That's it. I think if you listen to your instincts, that's what they're saying, right? That's why. It's almost like our bodies know. Our bodies know. That's why it feels that way. So the kind of self-care I'm talking about is in the form of creating systems for yourself. Yeah, systems. So you can walk away instead of pushing through and continuing on and getting more and more exhausted. And the other thing is, and this is super simple, get ready for it, turn off the notifications on your phone. So like I did that. I thought, really? I'm still going to just want to go on Facebook and Instagram. Nope. Out of sight, out of mind. There's a lot of things going on in the world. And I didn't see the notification, so I forgot. I forgot about it. And then when I was ready, when I felt excited about, what do I want to check out? Oh, Facebook. Let me see what's going on there. It revolutionized everything for me. And that's the thing I'm noticing. A lot of people are turning off their notifications. I think that's a thing that's happening. So good for you if that's you. Because nothing's going to fall apart. It's not going to happen. Nothing's going to fall apart. And when you create that, this kind of self-care that I'm talking about, it's like you open up this, it's almost like time expands. You remove that slog that I was talking about, this feeling of exhaustion and, oh my gosh, is this it? Is this my life? So you create these systems. So you can walk away instead of always pushing through and continuing on, right? Like never stopping. Because who else is going to do it if I'm not? And if you have a team, yay for you. But a lot of us don't, right? We're solopreneurs. We're solo business owners. But even if you have a team, this is something a lot of us are still experiencing because of this world that we're in, this social media space that makes us feel like we have to always be tapped in and paying attention. So I know from, you know, I know this from my own experience, right? I said before, I actually did take a break and have been reassessing, recalibrating for myself. Just like I had suggested for my client, right? because I was spinning my wheels. I was pushing through, but I had little to show for it. And this was me for years. So circling back to this idea of recalibrating. So after I sent this message to my client, I spent more time thinking about this dilemma many of us face. Why do we need to recalibrate in the first place? And maybe it's that message, like I was saying a moment ago. It's a sign, a symbol from the universe to think differently, do things differently. It's a time for reinvention. And I think that's coming. And you know what? You can create it yourself. Create your own reinvention. Be courageous. What is it that you need? Create what you need for your life. So here's a funny thing I told myself right before leaving for vacation. And I am sharing this with you all here to give context to what I'm sharing here. Because many of us can fall into this trap. When we love, love, love our business, we love serving our clients, we love coaching them and creating things for them. And you know what happens is that those lines between work and play can become blurred. I love what I do. I love podcasting. You guys know that by now, right? It's one of my biggest passions. And every time I sit down to record, let me just say, I'm spreading the fairy dust in my work, in my space, and where I'm sitting in my studio. So I told myself this before leaving for vacation. I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to record an episode. And I think, you know what, I'm going to do it on the beach. And I had this vision in my head. I was going to have my own, because I knew that where we were, we would have our own little beach access, would be private. But no, it didn't quite work out that way. I couldn't find the right time. You know, we were in Florida. So when I actually had the time to do it, it was like humid. It was steamy. It was hot. I was like, ugh, I'm not going to sit on the beach and record a podcast. And the idea of, this romantic idea, like, oh, it would be so great. And it would be so much fun. Wasn't so much fun in the end, right? It just wasn't. So I am passionate. Like I said, I love what I do. It's, work is fun and fun is work. Podcasting to me is an art form, but taking real time off from work is important to honor ourselves, our family, our partners, our business, our life. Like, I could have just said no. So here I am, right? I'm recording it now. I just got home. It's okay. It's all good. But time off to recalibrate is a gift we get to give ourselves. So take it, right? So here's what I was going to talk about. So these systems, we can put these systems in place, which is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that we can give ourselves. This gift, because it gives us real time off instead of taking time off, but not really taking time off, if you know what I mean, right? So physically, we're there, we're doing it, but in our brains, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm so worried about, hope that thing doesn't, fall apart, or hope that client doesn't get, frustrated about, me being away because whatever those scarcity thoughts that we have, because there's some crazy ones, right? We get some crazy ones in there. I first saw the power of systems and automating processes when I was a magazine editor. And yes, it took time, but creating a process is what allowed me to hand things off to my assistant, to contractors, because I knew that the ship would keep moving without me. And it took time, but it wasn't like, it wasn't like I did a little bit at a time is what I'm trying to say. You create one system, right? You decide, hey, I owe it to myself. I'm going away for a week. What can I do? What kind of process, what kind of system can I put into place that's going to allow me to hand something off to someone else and just keep the mechanism in place? And this is still exactly what I do in my business. And I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I remember it so well at the magazine. It was like, even while I was at the magazine, I could still hand things off. And I did. It was like, you know, so I could focus on only, like I could focus on what I could only I could do, right? The things that I was, like I was getting paid for, right? To do the things in my pay grade. And, you know, focus on putting together a beautiful magazine and curating designs and speaking to designers and creating those collaborations and writing articles, like all those things, right? And you as a creative or as a, you know, a coach, whatever it is that you're making and creating that only you can do, right? Because if you're doing all the things, that is that slog. That is going to create that exhaustion, right? And all the social media, right? And all the things for your business. No wonder you're exhausted. No wonder we need that detox, that digital detox. So this is what I do. This is what I still do in my business. And I have a store, you know, a storehouse of, you know, processes and content and, you know, my Google Drive. I think I have, I must have like a terabyte now. That's big, right? That's more than a gig. It's 1 terabyte. I mean, it's crazy. But it's all this content that I've been creating for, I'm going to say more than 10 years now for my business. And this is also what I teach my podcast coaching clients. This is what I teach in my program, my one-on-one program, so that my clients can show up to do what they do best. Hit record, right? Hit record and speak in that microphone, teach and coach your baby birds. When it comes to processes, it can be simple. If you're a DIYer and you edit, produce, and write show notes yourself, you keep it simple. Like you can still do that. And you can, you know, do this whether you're doing it yourself or if you have an editor, a show notes writer, and a VA, right? I mean, doesn't matter. In fact, DIYing it now gives you the edge to know all the ins and outs so you can create a crystal clear process for your future team. So give yourself the gift of putting together processes in place right now so you can create a sustainable business that's going to live and grow and be here in the future for you, right? And then you can honor your time, honor your life, honor your family. You can walk away from the work that you love and continue to love your work so that you can come back to it with fresh new ideas when you're ready. Instead of the shutting it all down and swearing off social, right? That's something that does not have to be that way. And the solution is there for you. You can figure that out. That's the message for you. Swearing off social, needing to recalibrate. Take a look at that. That's your little assignment for this week. Ask yourself, why is that happening if this is you? Why do I want to do that? Where can I find that middle ground for myself? Where does it exist? And how can I create the systems so my business can work for me instead of me feeling like I'm chained to my business? This is the best kind of digital self-care you can give yourself, really. And I just want you to know that if you need help with your podcast and you want to remove the confusion and time that it takes to figure things out on your own, then I have a free masterclass for you. So if you go to karagottwarner.com/podcast masterclass. Podcast masterclass was one word. So that's karagottwarner.com/podcast masterclass. This is free. I show you 3 steps. Easy peasy to launch your podcast, to create and launch. And if you enjoy this podcast, please, please, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and review so others can also enjoy these insights. Thank you for hanging in there with me, and I'll see you next time. Take care.